All right, this is another session from the Open Science Barcamp, and I'm here with Hadas, and you just had a session about open peer review. Before we actually get to the topic, would you mind to introduce yourself?
Okay, hello, I'm a postdoc at the ZBW in Kiel, Germany, and I'm currently working about the connection between retractions and altmetrics.
Cool. You proposed this session about open peer review. What was your motivation to do so, and what's your impression of the session now that it's over?
I think that people here in this day were actually very technical, but they didn't look at the philosophical. Should we talk about science out in the open, and how we evaluate science? This is kind of an opaque process at the moment, and I just wanted to know if people think we should open it the way we pretty much try to open anything.
What would you say was there a general opinion, in air quotes, of the group that you had the discussion with, or what were some aspects that were maybe surprising for you?
I was surprised, actually, that people... We're not more enthusiastic about it, but in a way I can understand it, because it frightens everybody. I think it frightens me as well to sign my reviews and be out there for review myself about how I review other people, and perhaps I review colleagues that are more senior than I am. And I think many people, especially young people who aren't established in the field, are afraid to do that.
Do you have a couple of examples in mind that actually have established an open peer review process that people who are interested in it could look at how this would work and how the quality of the open peer review at those places is?
I think the best place to do it is the Faculty of 1000 Journal. They show all the versions of the paper, and they show the process of communication between the authors and the reviewers, all out in the open, and that's, in my opinion, is true open peer review.
And it is very, very professionally made, and it resembles a lot of the official peer review of classical journals. And you mentioned another place, Papier, that upholds the right to be kept anonymous. Would you also recommend to take a look at this?
Yes, because sometimes there are interesting stuff in there. There are the stuff that you won't find with people signing their names on it, but sometimes there is people saying, look, there's an image duplication there. It's mostly in biology, in the life sciences, or the Western blot seems suspicious, or the results are a bit too perfect, and they wouldn't say it with their name on it, but under the cover of anonymity, many things can come out in the open.
Cool. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.